This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Turns out in Russia, the National Security Service is updating its powers to listen in on huge amounts of internet data ahead of the 2014 Olympics. Our friend Molly Wood of CNET says the country has always had far-reaching surveillance powers, but the latest change is a big one.
They've installed basically telephone and internet spying capabilities so that they can intercept all phone and data traffic.
Okay.
So they'll look for specific words or phrases in email, even in IMs, because they can go so far as your email and your instant messages. And there have been warnings from the U.S. government to particularly people conducting business in Russia to basically act like spies when they're traveling to Russia, to use burner phones, to use clean phones, to remove the battery from their phones when they're not using them, so that they can't intercept this information and potentially harvest whatever information they like from it.
Now, there's another story that is similar to this one in some ways, and that is Apple discontinuing Open Door, which is an app that lets people, use private browsing or something like that?
Right. It lets people within China or traveling to China avoid the firewalls in place that basically censor information in China. And Apple sort of quietly made this app disappear.
Why is Apple folding to China's wishes here?
Well, I think for the same reason that Yahoo has and that Microsoft has, because they want to do business in China, and the terms of being able to sell their product include following local laws.
Do these two stories just kind of prove that no matter what, the future of the internet is not a free and open place, but really more like the political geography that already exists here in the real world? I mean, are these two stories, they seem like sad news for an open global internet.
I think these two stories, combined with revelations about what the U.S. government is doing, are unquestionably a harsh reality. You cannot assume that the internet is, will be, or has ever been a place for you to maintain your anonymity, a place for private conversations between citizens. That once the technology got to the point where governments or other interested parties could spy on people who were sending communications over these networks, the Pandora's box was open. And every government in the world most likely will use it or is using it. And so if anything, to me, although they're sad stories, it's important to read them. It's important to know them so that you can be careful about your communications, whether you're in Russia or the United States.
I guess we'll just pass notes from now on, you and I.
Yep, you got it. Paper airplanes all the way.
Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure.